no longer to stop the presses here on Monday, December 27th, 2021. And it's been a week already since I was in the captain's chair in the actual RBN studio in Round Rock, Texas, when I braved the traffic, a little Steve McQueen driving, got there less than a minute probably before showtime, practically ran in the door, did a flying leap, landed in the chair, and started the show. Other than that, it was perfectly relaxed that day. But that was right after the party to observe the legacy of the late John Stadtmiller, the RBN founder that recently passed away, and have a Christmas dinner and fellowship and an auction for fundraising, as I noted a week ago, and that was very successful, I'm glad to say. And I'm sure there'll be much more of that, more getting together of hosts and staff, more fundraising. We need more camaraderie and fellowship and unified effort, that's for sure, because we need to bring our media to a much greater reach, not just freedom of speech, but freedom of reach, to defeat ultimately that greatest of all dragons, the mass media cartel. Anyway, someone that at least indirectly challenges the mass media cartel, and Ron Avery's joining me today, by the way, like usual, as my VP, you might say, in making some commentary. It's the other way around when I'm on his show, The Search for Lawful Government, Tuesdays and Thursdays. But he's joining me today, and we're going to talk and listen to some video footage and see it, because we're doing our video simulcast. And the video slash audio footage that we're going to glean some information from is none other than RFK Jr. himself on another show. And we'll be showing that in a minute. Those that want to see us and hear us can go to the video simulcast at livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, /stop the presses. And then you'll both see and hear Ron and I, and both see and hear RFK Jr. in approximately 14 or 15 minutes worth of footage that we'll show throughout the entire hour today. For audio-only listeners, it's fairly clear. The only thing I'll mention is that RFK Jr. does have something of an unusual voice and a little bit of what sounds like a slight speech impediment. But it's pretty clear, and I'll provide some clarifying points, because I happen to have in front of me an American Free Press article written by RFK Jr. himself, and that article explains what's in the video. So anything that might not come across real clearly, I can refer to that article. And also, listeners live and on the archive that want to see a copy of AFP, the edition I'm referring to with the RFK article in it is the last edition of 2021. It's a really good one, packed with good stuff. So to get a sample of AFP, what better edition than that one? And you can contact me through the station or write me at truthhound2@yahoo.com to get a free digital copy of AFP, the last one of 2021, as a sampling. And if you'd like to subscribe, you can call 888-699-NEWS Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, and you can get a great deal, $17.76 for 8 big editions over 16 weeks. $17.76, maybe even a little cheaper than that. If you get a full year subscription, you get a free digital subscription automatically, as I understand it. If you get the free, if you get the full year of the print edition, that is hard copy, you get the add-on of the free digital edition. So that's some housekeeping out of the way. I'll be talking a little bit probably after the bottom of the hour, just a quick reminder about P.F. Laser, the man that's been in prison way too long and unjustly in the Soledad Salinas Valley prison in California. And I'm going to reiterate some information where listeners live and on the archive can make a call and or write a letter to help agitate to get this man out of prison before he gets what could be a mandated jab, the COVID jab, and due to his chemical sensitivities, very extreme ones, he feels it could severely injure him and probably even kill him if he were to get that jab. So it's a race against time, and I'll offer a little more information on that, reiterate that, right after the bottom of the hour. And so, Ron, how you doing today?
Oh, good, really good, Mark. Thanks.
Great to have you with me. We'll be talking about the mass media cartel and the Federal Communications Commission, as you and I like to do off the air. And we'll be doing it on the air today here. But first, if you want to tool that up, Ron, you should have that video in your Skype field, and we'll watch about the first 7 minutes, approximately, of RFK on this other show. And it'll be visible for those that want to watch the video simulcast, and obviously it'll be there for those that want to. And so, yeah, let's go ahead and take it back to the beginning.
Oh, you want to go all the way to the beginning?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, it's
we have
the
a very
Jimmy
special
Dore
guest
show.
Today. He is the best-selling author and the founder and chairman of the Children's Health Defense and co-counsel of the Monsanto Roundup litigation. From 1986 to 2017, he served as the senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council and was the chief prosecuting attorney for Hudson Riverkeeper. He is also a professor emeritus of environmental law at Pace University School of Law. His latest...
Excuse me.
The number one on the USA Today's book list, also on Amazon.com, but suspiciously number seven on the New York Times bestseller list, which is weird. Please welcome Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you, Jimmy.
So this book is mind-blowing. It's jaw-dropping, all the things I can say about it. You open up to any part of this book and start reading, and I guarantee you it will make you angry about the state of our country and our healthcare system and our culture. So let me just ask you, what made you – now, you knew – you were personal family friends with Dr. Fauci, correct? What led you to write this book?
Well, I wouldn't say I was ever personal family friends, but my family had members of my family had interactions with him because my family is so deeply enmeshed in public health in this country because of our, you know, long-term interest in intellectual disabilities and in other areas and you know, in all kinds of disabilities. So I knew Tony Fauci. I knew of him my whole life. I knew who he was in terms of, I've been on the vaccine issue since 2005.
Mark, I've got to ask you, can you understand that at all?
Yes.
You can?
Okay. Yeah, I can.
I'm going to keep playing.
Yeah, go forward a little bit. I won't let it go too long.
I can't hear a word of it. I can't make out what he's saying, but go ahead.
In that issue, and I recognize, and the reason I wrote the book, Jimmy, is because so many Americans were looking at Tony Fauci as this kind of savior, this avuncular, science-based, steady hand who had been a health official, public servant for five decades, who advised six presidents, and was kind of the guy, the man on the white horse, or the white lab coat, as it were, who would, you know, ride us out of this coronavirus crisis. And I knew from the beginning that this was a case of mistaken identity, that he does not do public health, and he has not done public health since the 1980s. He has transformed that agency into an incubator for pharmaceutical products. He does, his agency, he is the architect of agency capture, not just at NIH or NIAID, but across all of HHS. What they do is they promote pharmaceutical products, they promote the profiteering by the pharmaceutical industry. They promote their own personal power, and he is the leader of that pack. He took that agency, which is supposed to do research on chronic disease and infectious disease, the etiology of those diseases, to figure out what are the environmental causes of those diseases. Why are we in the middle of an epidemic of autism right now, for example? Why is it that autism went from 1 in 10,000 in my generation to 1 in every 34 kids in my children's generation? Why did food allergies suddenly appear in 1989? Peanut allergies that we never heard of and now are ubiquitous. Why did rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile diabetes, all these autoimmune diseases suddenly go epidemic in 1989? Why did all the neurodevelopmental diseases that we never heard of as a kid, ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, tics, narcolepsy, ASD, sleep disorder, why did they suddenly become ubiquitous? When Tony Fauci came in, 6% of American children had chronic disease. By 2006, 54% had it. We went from being the healthiest country in the world with the healthiest children to the sickest. Literally, we do not even qualify as a developed nation anymore. We are 79th in the world behind Nicaragua and Costa Rica in terms of our health outcomes. And why did that happen? Well, the one figure who is more responsible for that than anybody else in the world is Tony Fauci. He is the reason we take more pharmaceutical drugs than any other nation in the world, three times the average in the Western countries. We pay the highest prices and we have the worst health outcomes. And that, you know, is as I show in the book, all of that is at Tony Fauci's door. He has consistently failed upward. If you won't ask Tony Fauci what his greatest success story is, he'll talk about drug promotion. He'll say, we developed this vaccine, or we got AZT into 500,000 people. He won't say that human health has increased or deaths have dropped from HIV or anything like that. He will tell you how many drugs that he sold. And he develops drugs instead of using the money, the $7.6 billion a year budget, more than a half a trillion that we've given him in total, instead of using that to determine, you know, what are the environmental exposures that are causing all of these chronic disease outbreaks, he used that budget to develop new drugs, which he then farms out to the universities, and he shares the patents with them, and then he sells them to the drug companies and splits the patents with them. And he walks those drugs through the FDA approval process, which he completely controls from the bottom up. And then he gets them approved. And then in many cases, he himself profits. People within his agency can collect $150,000 a year from royalties on each of these products. And his agency, for example, in Moderna vaccine, his agency owns half of that vaccine and they stand to make billions of dollars. Four of his top deputies, his loyalists, he was able to designate them to get margin rights for the patents. Well, those four men will collect $150,000 a year for life from a product they're supposed to be regulating. And, you know, what's happened is that the mercantile and commercial interests have overwhelmed that the regulatory function at that agency. And it's
yeah,
no
let's
longer
start right
does,
there.
Let's cut it right there. I'll tell you one last day.
Okay.
I think that's sufficient. The audio got a little bit better as you went along. And I think that's sufficient because I have that AFP article at my disposal that I can read from that is almost a script of what he's saying now. And so that being said, Ron, as we talk about his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, the book by RFK Jr. there that he himself is talking about on the Jimmy Dore show, that's D-O-R-E, the Jimmy Dore show. As we talk about that, it inevitably points fingers at the mass media cartel, because the medical cartel could never get away with what RFK Jr. is describing if not for the mass media cartel. And he does say later in that video, and he says in the book and in the AFP article, he at least insinuates and pretty much clarifies that him, Fauci, that is, working with Bill Gates and other kingpins, have taken the media into account in their schemes. So they warm up to media moguls as well as medical moguls to carry out these nefarious vaccine schemes. And And so here we hear, for example, Ron, the simple fact that, and I'm sure that RFK Jr. would not put this out there if it weren't true, that Fauci and his clan have at least a half interest, financial interest, in Moderna. And Moderna, practically the only thing Moderna has going for them is their coronavirus, their COVID vaccine. So if you're the mass media cartel, and, you know, the old boilerplate journalism used to be, where is there a conflict of interest, right, Ron? It, at the very least, maybe you wouldn't always use the word conspiracy. You wouldn't want to use that word too loosely, perhaps, but conflicts of interest, you know, where somebody has a ownership in something for which they have another function, like you're a public official like Fauci, and you're telling the nation that they should take the COVID vaccine without question, to not report that he has a half interest in one of those vaccines at the same time, this being Moderna, is a journalistic failure of epic proportions. And again, it used to be simple journalism, boilerplate, just to look for conflicts of interest at any public official, hell, the dog catcher, let alone a medical leader like Fauci. It's amazing. What a total failure on the part of the media. And that's just so simple, right?
Right, yeah. What is it when you hire your relatives? That was the next one, you know. That was, you can remember that term? That was what the journalists were always... Nepotism, yeah. Journalists were always looking for nepotism and conflict of interest. That was the two biggies. And never hear of either one of those anymore. I mean, it's commonplace. It's almost expected to have a, who's your inside man? How are you related to them? You know, I mean, it can't just be a government official that has no contact with these people running an agency. They got to be all networked and dirtied all up in it. Well, this guy sure is. I mean, this guy is directly profiting from marketing these absurd potion injections.
Right, that he's supposed to be objectively talking about and giving objective, even-handed analysis and advice, and he's supposed to look out for the public interest, not profit about it at the same time under the table. I mean, how basic can you get in terms of garden variety corruption and foul play and conflicts of interest at the governmental level? That used to be low-hanging fruit for even the most run-of-the-mill journalist. And now they just can't seem to even get their brain around that. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Really? This stuff is documented.
What I want to know, what's wrong with using the term conspiracy anyway? There's all kinds of law on conspiracy. In fact, conspiracy isn't illegal until you start to do something illegal. So, I mean, it's like that Christmas song. You conspire by the fire. You know, I mean, who cares? I mean, conspiracy is no big deal. It's only when they start doing crimes are linked up by a conspiracy.
Yes, yeah, conspiracy with intent to deliver cocaine is one charge that you'll see in federal drug busts, for example. So we'll be back with more on RFK Jr. Other stuff they do.
Simple smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The next segment of Stop the Presses on 27 December 2021, and we listened to about a 6 or 7 minute segment there in that first section today of RFK Jr. on the Jimmy Dore Show, D-O-R-E, Jimmy Dore Show, and he's talking about his new book, which I should have made a little clearer before we listened and heard that, The Real Anthony Fauci, pardon me, that's the new book. And what RFK Jr. was summarizing there that's in that book, that little bit that we heard, you know, that Fauci, we thought was the objective white horse, the man on the white horse, the guy that's going to give us a steady hand, and he's going to be our savior, and he's going to give us impartial information, medical information, to get through the COVID scare, to get through the whole thing. But as we know, and as RFK Jr. emphasized, Fauci has not really done anything in terms of actual public health work since 1980, even though he is now the highest paid federal official in all the federal government, and I would speculate perhaps the highest paid federal official in all of American history. And he leads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is part of the National Institutes of Health. And as RFK Jr. Clarified, Ron, but the media refuses to report unless something leaks out on Fox News once in a while. He clarified that under Fauci's steady hand, quote unquote, the whole thing has went down the toilet. When RFK himself, in his generation, 1 in 10,000 kids, had autism. Now in the generation of RFK Jr.'s children, 1 in 34 have autism. And there's all sorts of other diseases, ADD, ADHD, narcolepsy. He went down the list. And there's just been this huge double-digit increase in chronic diseases among kids. And now the U.S., as he noted, is 79th in the world in health outcomes, even behind Nicaragua. So what we're seeing, and this doesn't mean RFK Jr. is the ultimate authority on any of this. He probably has some limitations of his own, family-wise and connections-wise, on what he can say and not say. But overall, you would think, Ron, that RFK Jr. would be a fairly safe source for the mass media cartel. They might not want to quote the Mark Andersons and the Ron Averys of the world, and they might not even want to give Rand Paul, for instance, much publicity, or any number of people that they think are too hot to handle. But the Kennedys, being a longtime friend of the Democratic Party, Democrats themselves, in fact, you would think that'd be a safe source, that the media could say, well, we can at least talk about what the Kennedys are saying, because they're lifelong Democrats, and the media is mostly Democratic allied, for the most part, at least. So even that doesn't get the media to move, Ron, that RFK would be a relatively safe source to quote. It's amazing. Well,
yeah, to me, it shows that they're not scared then of what people might say. They're afraid of losing their power. It's not a politically dangerous guy to report on and what he's saying, but it's just that they will lose their power. It means that the the mass media cartel is part of this operation COVID-19. They're part of the. Now I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's a conspiracy. They've all joined together, even in Event 201. And I love the name it an event. So they're trying to obtain power they cannot lawfully obtain. They're trying to do it through emergencies and events. And we don't live under eventocracy. We live in a republic where all authority comes from each individual, not from events and emergencies.
Right, because when you take it away from the people and make the power come from events and emergencies, then whoever is in the top seat, whoever's at the top of the hill, then is given absolute power.
That's right, and you can literally do anything you want to as long as you convince the people and keep them convinced that they're in emergency and need all this tyranny to get out from under the emergency. And it's all false, every bit of it.
Yeah, and RFK Jr. doesn't use those exact words very often, if at all, but he piece by piece puts it together. And after the bottom of the hour, and again, I'll talk a little bit about P.F. Laser in the California prison. We got to get him out of there after the ads at the bottom of the hour. But after the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get a little bit more into what RFK Jr. is saying about Fauci in his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. But because of the audio limitations on the footage of RFK Jr. himself, I'm going to read mostly from an AFP article, a syndicated piece that AFP picked up by RFK Jr., and that will clarify things a little bit more. But it gets into a lot of the data, the machinations of RFK Jr., his collaboration with Bill Gates and others. So it's worth learning more about these details and really firming them up in our minds. And then we'll tie it in with the media, of course. Stay tuned.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Second half of Stop the Presses today, 27 December 2021. I'm aware of the callers out there. Patiently hang on. We'll get to you pretty quickly. I got a couple things. An announcement here, as noted, to help PF Laser, L-A-Z, like zebra, L like Larry, L-A-Z-O-R, PF Laser, call the Inspector General's office, of the California State Department of Corrections, 916-555-0001. That's 916-555-0001. I'm going to put this on the archive information for today's show. Or you can write to the Office of the Inspector General, Intake Unit, 10111 Old Placerville Road, PLACERVILLE, starts with a P like Paul, Placerville Road, Suite 110, Sacramento, California, 95827. I've talked about Laser on a couple shows, and I had his surrogate mom on the show. She took him in a long time ago. And also, I did some pre-recording talking to Laser. He called me on a collect call system via a prison landline, a approved call from the prison, and I've got some pre-recordings of him talking to me on another RBN episode. So there's a couple shows in the recent archive about Laser for more in-depth information. And so that is that announcement. As noted, it's very important to get him out of there. As I noted, it's a race against time. He's trying to get out of the Salinas Valley prison in Soledad, California, before an expected mandated COVID shot comes along. There has been a stay against the mandated COVID vaxes in the courts, but he doesn't know how long that stay will hold. So, anyway, referring to RFK Jr. and his new book on Anthony Fauci, we heard a little bit of RFK Jr. on another show, and we listened to the audio on that, and those that have the video simulcast can see it. But due to the limitations on the audio, I'll note a little bit more about Fauci, and I'll start here. In early 2000, Fauci shook hands with Bill Gates in the library of Gates' $147 million Seattle mansion, cementing a partnership that would aim to control an increasingly profitable $60 billion, with a B, global vaccine enterprise with unlimited growth potential. Then in 2009, 9 years later, Gates stood before the UN and declared the decade of vaccines. He committed $10 billion to build a regulatory, political, media, and brick-and-mortar infrastructure with a goal of inoculating the entire global population with multiple jabs by 2020.
Amazing.
Anyway, moving on a little bit more, through funding leverage and carefully cultivated personal relationship, I'm getting an echo here.
You're getting a what?
I'm hearing myself talk. I say a word that I hear an echo.
I don't.
Can you hear it, Julie?
Yes, I can.
What's causing it? I don't know.
Mark. I've heard this before.
You have or have not?
Doesn't sound any different to me. It sounds like normal.
Well, I'm getting a feedback where I hear a delayed sound of my voice.
Let me say this. Is your own computer making noise? I mean, is it producing sound?
I don't think so. No, I got the earphone piece on it. I don't know what's going on.
I don't see how it could. Once you plug that thing in, it shouldn't produce external sound out of your computer.
I know.
But it's not. I don't hear any reverb over here.
Okay, it just makes it a little difficult for me to read.
Is that the first time it's happened?
It's been a long time. But anyway, I hate to take up valuable airtime with it.
Yeah, Ian says that's the first time today that she's heard that when you do shows here.
Yeah, I know. I'll just mention that on page 10 of the last edition of AFP for 2021 is where this article is located. And those that want to order a copy from me can get a hold of me through the station, or they can get a hold of AFP, 888-698-69 News. But anyway, let's go ahead and take callers while we look at the technical problem here. The first one is Lars from Texas.
Hey, gentlemen. You're having a difficulty, Mark.
Yeah, we'll check it out, Mark.
Okay. Well, let me just say what I want to say and hopefully contribute to your conversation. First of all, I want to sound a cautionary note about RFK Jr. RFK Jr. is the managing partner for Vantage Point Capital Partners. And you can find the website, vpcp.com, and look at the About section. Look who they're partnered with, what kind of activities they're involved with. And, I mean, he is actually involved in biochemicals, sustainable robotics, alternative energy systems, financial tech, digital consumer media, and all of which ties into the fourth industrial revolution with your digital twin and the tracking and tracing and surveillance system that is being erected all around us as we speak. Then I want to sound a note about not only Fauci, who's a scumbag, of course, but we need to take a look at his wife, Christine Grady, and her collaboration with Ezekiel Emanuel. You know, Ezekiel Emanuel was a force along with Jonathan Gruber behind the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. He's also about rationing care to people over 50 years old via the CARES Act. And he was also instrumental with coining the phrase duty to die principle, in which case he states that people that are over 75 shouldn't get any health care services at all, except, you know, kindly pushes or nudges towards murdering themselves. And then finally, I want to say something about Mary Holland. Mary Holland is an international law attorney. She is a communitarian, just like Christine Grady, and just like Bill Gates, and just like RFK Jr. So that's what I've got for y'all today. We need to be careful who our heroes are nowadays. If they have any appearance before the Talmud vision, then I write them off immediately.
Yeah, Lark, I appreciate what you're saying. That's why I said, and maybe it was a little soft pedal, that's why I said a few minutes ago, this is not to say that RFK Jr. is the ultimate source and that he might not have some limitations. That was a soft pedaling way of saying that I'm aware that he may not be the absolute hero himself. It's just that you would think that someone like him, with his curriculum vitae, his resume, would be able to break through the media logjam a little bit. And at least in terms of exposing Fauci. And not that he hasn't gotten some press, but he's not making the upper echelons of the media. And with those connections, you think that he would actually get through that.
I appreciate your input. I've never heard nor have I ever met in my life an attorney that can be trusted about a damn thing, and I've yet to meet an attorney talk about communitarian law, reflexive law. R2P or responsibility to protect, and then nowadays we've got this conjoining of the public school system, the university system, now the hospital system. It's just all a den of thieves, you know, and they have no goodwill in them. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Also, we have another caller, and that's Joshua from New York. Go right ahead.
Hey. So I got a huge breakthrough. Let me real quick sweep through this. So December 6th, there was a court filing of Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and like 13 other people. And it's all for crimes against humanity, if I'm not mistaken. Now, it's all to do with this pandemic, obviously. Now, on December 15th, United States Corporation, or the 1871 Act, ceased to exist, according to the Supreme Court Justice Thomas. And it no longer is at all in work, or whatever. It doesn't exist anymore. It's now reverted back to the 1776 Constitution. So I want to point that out. And then also on December 15th, there's a video that I found on BitChute, and it's somebody who, I don't know if it's on December 15th, but that's when the video was posted. The video shows Deborah Brooks, or Burks, or whatever, and Anthony Fauci being arrested for crimes against humanity. They were arrested by the U.S. military. It was on a a screen. So it's somebody took a video of their screen and they were watching the news. On the bottom, you know, the headlines on the bottom that always go through? On the bottom there, you can see it, and it says, Dr. Deborah Birx arrested for crimes against humanity by the military. So that was on December 15th, the same day that supposedly the U.S. corporation ended. And so since then, the banks are being closed and they're resetting. If I'm not mistaken, Jim Fetzer let me know that December 31st, they're going to try to restart switching everything from money to digital currency. So they're going to start telling everybody to bring their money in. But the point is that it seems as if Dr. Fauci and them were arrested, but no one's mentioning this. And so it makes sense because at this point in time, the shills, the people that would be on the other people's side would understand that people have switched over to RBN or Revolution Radio or something like that. And so now you'd be, at this point in time, starting to switch up your information or not telling certain things again. So that's just what I understand because this information is out there, and you should have understood that by now. But I don't know. Anyways, just wanted to point all that out. Seems like Dr. Fauci and them have been arrested already, and the U.S. corporation would be ended. So therefore, the FBI, the CIA, all these other corporations would also be ended automatically. And so, yeah, go look it up or whatever. That's what I found out. Yeah, that's
could I ask you to send me the links to whatever you have on that to my email at truthhound2@yahoo.com?
It's all on BitChute. Just to go look on BitChute for stuff and that. Just like don't like you need what you need to do and everyone else needs to go on BitChute constantly every day. Look at news and politics. All types of people are posting all types of videos up there that are giving really good information. And so there's a lot of information. Like for instance, Lynn Wood. No one's mentioned Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood's going to be suing Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Fox News because there's a whole case. Michael Flynn's against him. Like, there's a whole big thing that no one else is mentioning also. So Michael Flynn's corrupted, Patrick Byrne, all these other people. This is all going on. It's all out there. I can't believe that you guys don't understand this or see this or anything. So I'm just mentioning it right now to you and your audience so everyone can look it up. BitChute.com. Go to News and Politics for your category. Look for all and always constantly scroll down and look through stuff and just, you know, go whatever feels because it's God's will right now. Just go with the flow, you know what I mean? Whatever you, whatever's interesting you, just go for it, you know what I mean? And then also education is a good column, and spirituality and faith is another good column on BitChute. So checking it all.
I'm aware of realrawnews.com, and I'm aware of allegations that
No, this Dr. Fauci and Brexit and Dr. Birx getting arrested, it's not a Real Raw News thing. It was somebody... It was like a local news station, you know what I mean? So it wasn't something international. So they got real information, they displayed it, and somebody saw it at the local news channel. So here, I can tell you, hold on. I can tell you that video so everybody can see it, because it's legit. Mike Rivero tried to act like it wasn't legit or something. But now that I know that the U.S. corporation ended on December 15th, and then on December 6th, there was files charged against Fauci, Klaus Schwab, and all that, crimes against humanity. Now it makes sense because that's six. That's if the files were charged on December 6th and December 15th they were arrested, that's 9 days. So that'd be more than enough time for them to, you know, to be like, all right, there should be arrest. You know what I mean? After files are charged. You see what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
So hold on. Right here. I got it right here. So it is on Pastor, so it's P-A-S-T-O-R, Space Liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, Space Justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, and then Space News, N-E-W-S, and then Show is S-H-O-W, and it's on BitChute.com. So you just put in Pastor Liberty Justice News Show, and it's one of their, it's the one that says, say what? Dr. Birx arrested along with Anthony, Dr. Fauci, watch screen, use Zoom. And when you look at it, it's a regular news channel, probably a local one. And it's the bottom, you know, when they have the headlines at the bottom, you know what I mean? Like Fox News and all that, they have like other things going across. And it shows, it says, U.S. military arrests Dr. Deborah Birx for crimes against humanity.
I see. And it also said they arrested Fauci?
If I'm not mistaken, hold on.
Well, we don't, that's okay, but Pastor Liberty Justice, I can Google that, and it should come up under BitChute.
No. You got to go to BitChute. Go to BitChute.com. So it's BitChute, B, like bit, like B-I-T.
Yeah, I know how to spell it.
C-H-U-T-E. We'll just show everyone else. And then go into search and type in the Pastor Liberty thing that I said. And then that will bring you to the channel. And then that channel will, and then you look for the video, like I said, say what. It's going to be right there. It's December 15th. But, and there's other
things. The other thing, just to make sure I understand, the claim is that the corporation that was the United States is hereby canceled dissolved,
and the old constitution
is back in power. Is that right?
The U.S. corporation has been officially bankrupt and no longer exists. That's the official quote. The U.S. corporation is now officially bankrupt and does not exist as of December 15th, 2021.
Now
we're reverted back to the 1776 Constitution. The 1871 Act is now no longer.
There are some problems with that one, because the Constitution was actually 1787, and then the Bill of Rights was 1791.
Okay, so the reality is that the 1871 Act is no longer, and we now revert it back to the 1776 Constitution.
Okay.
So you can go look it up where you want.
I'm going to call that one kind of doubtful. The arrest of Birx and Fauci, either one or both, is plausible. I have my doubts about the second one. Just because they say it doesn't make it so. Of course, it would be a very welcome thing to have.
Well, the banks are all closing down. Did you know about that?
They're all what?
Did you know all the banks are closing down? Did you know about that?
Well, again, you're saying it doesn't make
so.
I'm
not saying that. Go look it up. The banks are closing down. They're resetting. International banks, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, all that.
Just because you say something on the radio doesn't mean I'm going to believe it hands down.
I'm going to have you believe it. I already did. Okay, so it's cool. Go research it. I'm cool with that. I'm not like trying to like stop you and like censor it or something.
Okay, well, I appreciate your call. I have to have time to digest that and look it up and judge it for myself.
Maybe your viewers will be able to help you. You know what I mean?
Okay,
it's teamwork, right?
Josh, thanks for the call. We have to wind up the show. There's some other announcements. Well, we'll look these things up and see what the veracity is of these things in due time. Thanks for the call, Josh. And we're coming up on the last three or four minutes of the show. Ron, do you have any announcements for the Search for Lawful Government? Some things you want to give advance notice on that?
No, not really. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it best I can.
Okay, I didn't know if you had any guests or any special announcements. I like to check with you.
Yeah, well, I think I'll be talking somewhat about, I hate to get back into this stuff again, but that Dr. Andrew Kaufman and what he says the test for Omicron is, which is just simply reducing the sensitivity or increasing the sensitivity of the, what they call it, the PCR test, and that rather than going to three strands, they're going to two strands. So if you have two instead of three, you're going to test positive. And again, once again, the whole thing is a con job. But as you know, I don't care if it's a con job or not. We live in a republic, not a eventocracy. So they don't have authority to do the things they're trying to do with this vaccine crap. And we should read up on what the law is on a republic and go to Texas Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, and you'll find out all authority comes from the individual person, not from the events and emergencies. So we need to quit living there. Tell these tyrannical SOBs we ain't doing it no more. And, oh, I heard, too, from Watson that in England they're trying to make people, when they go out to eat, they have to wear the mask, but when they go in to eat, they have to be quiet and have no talking. You have to have talkless lunches now.
My goodness gracious. Talk about the minute control, play-by-play, second-by-second of human behavior. I mean, this is a tyrant's wet dream on steroids 10 times over.
You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. I'm going to tell you what. Fauci would have had his head cut off a long time ago and put on a stick. And so would these presidents and all. I mean, kings used to have their heads cut off for less than this.
Yeah, kings. Yeah. Once upon a time in days of yore, yes. And I want to thank the callers, including Josh, of course. You know, again, understand, all callers need to understand that you read something, you hear something, and you call in. And if we haven't read that same material or watched the same video, we can't just say it's true. That would be journalistically irresponsible and illogical. I have serious doubts that the corporation, the financial powers that took over and dissolved the U.S. Republic have just relented on their own, and that we've reverted back to the original Constitution. I don't see how something that sweeping could have happened. This doesn't mean that it's absolutely impossible, but it's something I have to look up for myself. And all the part about the arrests of Dr. Birx or Fauci, again, plausible, but we would have to get some documentation from a prison or jail, if possible, to actually have confirmation that they're in custody.
I have a question, too, on that. When did ever lawful governments created by the people have to be solvent or insolvent? They don't have to be any of that. They can just be a government and not have $1, but still be a lawful government.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean or how that plays into what I said, but I understand what you're saying. But
dissolve a government simply by going broke. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, a government is not dissolved simply by going. Yeah, because they have the inherent power to create currency and money and
government.
The tools of exchange. Yeah, the medium of exchange. Right. Well, thanks, callers. I'm going to look up those things that Josh mentioned, of course. And everybody have a great day. We'll do a little bit more about Fauci's background as we go along, of course, with respect to the media blockade of most counterbalancing information. We'll see you next time on Stop the Presses. Have a great day.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.